Peacefulness must be stabilized and sustained until one is ever mindful.
So this one is a good reminder. If like the primitive man, you want to make the fire, you spin the wood to create the friction to get the spark. Before the spark comes, you stop. Then you keep on repeating, wasting your time. But if your mindfulness can stabilize and sustain itself to develop apamada, then it's like the continuous sustainment, develop the spark. Once the spark comes, you know what happened. Like there is a light. Then it awakens you, understand not? So that spark is very important. So don't be like complacent. Oh, I think I got it already. You have a glimpse and you have some form of clarity, calmness. Good beginning. But don't be complacent. Continue, develop the faith, develop the sadha, and continue to build it up. Then the other thing that I want to explain more is, just now we just stop and it's only a thought, isn't it? So I tell you, Noble Eightfold Path, the Buddha's solution is develop the right view leading to right thought. That's why you shouldn't create wrong thought, otherwise suffering arises. So if you do this, you will be safe. Otherwise, I add in the word otherwise, then you are doomed. You have problem. Then now we better understand this. This thought is just like a tool, T-O-O-L. You know what is a tool? Help you to do things, like a knife. Knife. If the user know how to use the knife, then knife can be very useful. Right? You use it for what? Cut vegetable, chop thing, shape thing, or do whatever you want with that knife. But you don't foolishly go and use it to cut yourself, harm yourself, and hurt others. You understand? It's a knife. So similarly, your thought is also a tool. If you deludedly think the wrong thought, means you are hurting yourself, isn't it? Harming yourself, becoming depressed, develop insomnia, all those things. Right? Then you create the wrong thought with the evil root of hatred, jealousy, violent emotion, fear, worry, anxiety. Means you are using that thought to harm yourself and harm others. Do you understand? It's like using the knife to cut yourself. No different. So see it. Except this thought, like I tell you, it's not red hot, doesn't burn you physically, but mentally you have been tormented, and yet you don't know. That's why the Buddha said the first noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. When you understand this is suffering, don't go near, don't touch it. That's why the Buddha said the five aggregate, they are burning. So if you know they are burning, they torment you, and harm you, hurt you, burn you. So wake up. So do not go near means don't attach, don't cling, don't grasp, don't hold on to the floor. That is just a reality. Accept it. Finish. Then with a clarity of mind, ask yourself, what happened? How can I resolve this amicably? Follow Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? Whatever that doesn't have Noble Eightfold Path cannot solve your problem. All your psychological problem or the first noble truth reality need Noble Eightfold Path. That's why this is the path to the end of all suffering, the fourth noble truth. Understand? Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.